Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first lesson for today from Acts 10 is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. Thus far the reading. Good morning, Mount Olive Lutheran Church.
Good morning.
It is always wonderful to be in God's house with you here on this Sunday morning. How blessed I am to get to preach to you God's word. And God's word today speaks of favoritism. Now, there's a word I think we all know. Raise your hand if you have been affected by favoritism ever in your life. I see a few hands didn't go up. Have you not been? Wait, I see how it is. You've not been the person favored. You've been the person not favored. Just as one is raised up, there are others who are not, right? Perhaps it's as simple as, like, in your third grade class, Jimmy, you've done such a good job. You got that A+. You get to feed the third grade hamster. Well, he's raised up. He gets to feed and pet the hamster. But I didn't get that A. I got a B. I want to feed the hamster. Maybe that's a bit too abstract. Let me put it in a different concept. One more personal to me. There was a game I was always bad at but always loved, and that was dodgeball. I love dodgeball. It's such a fun game because it teaches you great things like, you know, if you get hit with a ball, you know, you can throw it back. It's great. But I haven't always been this big, left to right, but I've always been this big north to south and broad of shoulder, right? And I'm not the most coordinated of a person, and if you see me throw, I can throw it hard, but I'm not gonna hit you. I'm the triple threat. You do not want me on your dodgeball team. I'm just a liability. So when it comes time to pick teams, who gets left out? It's Billy, because Billy's worse than I am. But God forbid that Billy doesn't show up and there's an odd number of people and the team captains are going back left and right. I'll have Susie, I'll have Jimmy, I'll have Timmy. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, there's one person left out. It's me. I'm not favored. They say, why don't you just sit this one out, Colin? We'll swap you in for one of the teams. It doesn't matter. I was not favored. It was not something that didn't matter. It was dodgeball, but you know what it's like not to be favored. But it not necessarily favor is a bad thing. The other people that got chosen, they were all better at dodgeball than me, or weren't as big of a target, right? They were shown favoritism, or there are people that the cream rises to the top. You are doing such a good job, we want to reward you for doing that. Favor is shown. And yet, from our words from Peter today, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. I had a friend, I still have a friend, I'm still friends with this person, I apologize. But they don't believe in God. They were raised Christian, they've kind of wandered away from the faith. And they've said to my face, Colin, I don't believe in God. I don't know why you keep trying to talk to me about this stuff. It's not gonna happen. But let me rest assured, if I die and God is real, I think I've been good enough that I'll still get into heaven. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And, you know, I'm trying to explain that to this person. They just have this horrid look on their face like, what? No, I'm a good person. As if to say, if God exists, he will see my deeds, and he will show me favor. God shows no favoritism, no partiality. He sees us as we are, sinners, from left to right, top to bottom, sinners all. In fact, in the great swath of humanity, only Christ was the only man who was without sin, and he just also happened to be God, so, you know. God shows no favoritism. And yet that mindset prevails. That was my friend who's not a Christian. But it also prevails among us Christians. We have that idea of, no, look at my deeds, look what I have done. This is why the Lord favors me. This is why I'm getting to heaven. It's because of these things that I have done. But this is what sets Christianity apart from every other religion. This is what I have done to get right with my God. And God says, no, it's not about what you do. If we go back, this is probably one of my favorite portions in all of Scripture. We have this moment from the prophet Isaiah. He's speaking to the people of God. And he says, God says, your good deeds are like unclean rags. The NIV is very generous with unclean rags. And you might still say, well, you know, you could do something with a dirty rag. You can rinse it out, clean it, use it. Heck, you can just use it to just, you know, for stuff around the shop. You could find a use for a dirty rag. The Hebrew leaves less room for interpretation. Your good deeds are like the rags that you use to bind the leper. These rags are filthy, polluted, infected. They have no purpose except to be thrown into the fire. That's how the Lord sees our good deeds. And yet he still says, Peter says, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. Because in the light of Christ, there is only you know the Lord or you don't. You are hot for him or you are cold for him. There is no middle ground of, well, I lived a good life. I was a good person. No, the Lord just spits you from his mouth. I see it on your faces. Some of you are giving me the look. It's all right. I'm familiar with this work, this look. It's the look of, Pastor, I get it. I'm a sinner. Jesus has died for my sins. I get it. Good. Awesome. I'm glad you're getting it. I get it too. But you know who doesn't get it? Everyone out there. As I said with my friend, the world tends to be blind even to their own sins. And they say, no, I'm a good person. I do good things. And the very notion of, no, your good deeds do not save you is appalling to them. Whether it's appalling to the one who doesn't believe in God or the one who believes in God but is so high on their own self-righteousness that they have fooled themselves into thinking, no, it's what I do. It's what I have done. Friends, we have been given the Great Commission, the great good news of Jesus Christ. Not only are we commanded to share the gospel, but friends, we get to. We get to go out into the world full of sin and proclaim Christ crucified. We get to proclaim, yes, you are dead in your sins, but let me tell you of Christ, the fact that the Lord, he shows no favoritism, where instead he shows to you, sinner, just as the same as he does to me, a sinner, and says, come, know me, the Lord. Come, receive the gift of my forgiveness and know me. In Christ, there is no Jew nor Greek, nor free nor slave, nor man nor woman, for all are equal in Christ. How wonderful that news, the great and wondrous news of the Lord shows none favoritism, but instead he showers his favoritism, his grace, upon all who believe in him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever.